Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Normally, we bring a message, and from the message, a title comes. Today, the title comes first. This is a psalm of the Father. You say, Father? What's a Father? In the New Testament, over 400 times, a word in the Greek is translated believe or believer. The word, the root of the word is pisteo, and the literal Greek is to faith. It's a verb. To faith or pisteo is, the meaning is an act based upon a belief sustained by confidence. To those who over these years are participating in the God School, you've heard it before, you've heard the definition before. My hope is that this teaching today will draw in new listeners or get the attention of those who have passed by and that it may bring understanding to those whom God has given ears to hear. Now, the text is probably the most familiar text of the Bible. It's Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Familiar words. Today, I want to cause the familiarity of this psalm to become intimate and to bring the words of the psalm with understanding. Now, the King James translates, the Lord is my shepherd. The phrase in the Hebrew is Yahweh Roi, Jehovah Roi. The word Roi is a participle word. It doesn't say the Lord is my shepherd. It says the Lord is shepherding me. The next phrase, I shall not want. Better translation is, I have no lack. Jesus tells us in the New Testament, the Lord knows what we have need of. You know, there's plenty of things we want in this life, but the Lord knows what we have need of. And the declaration of David, the man after God's own heart, has the understanding God is shepherding him. He shall not want. Peter in the New Testament tells us in 1 Peter 2:25, he says, for ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Shepherd, sheep, gone astray, but now are we returned to that shepherd and bishop. These words, the word bishop signifies authority. Authority of what? Authority of our souls. Verse 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This word, lie down, in the Hebrew, speaks of causative. It's understood by how it's translated. He maketh me to lie down. God maketh me to lie down. But the word also is in the imperfect tense. What does that mean? It means it's a process or condition which is incomplete. The imperfect adds color and movement by suggesting the process preliminarily to completion. It's suggesting the process preliminarily to completion. Hold that thought. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Well, you know, the analogy is one of a sheep who's in a good field to eat. Jesus said, when being tempted by Satan, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. How important is it to us that we stay feeding on the Word of God? It says, He leadeth me beside still waters. This word in the Hebrew is in what's called the paio, and it adds an intensity to the imperfect. God is leading us intensively. He restoreth my soul. Again, we have in the Hebrew, the pa'il, intensive, imperfect. He's restoring my soul. He leadeth. No, he's leading me. Who's leading me? God. That's the cause. He's leading me in the paths of righteousness. The word righteousness translates the Hebrew word tzedek. And tzedek is related to covenant keeping. God is leading us in His covenants, and He is faithful and keeps all His promises. He's a covenant keeper. And why does He do this? For His name's sake. Oh, folks, we are the beneficiaries for God's name's sake. He's doing this. He's restoring our souls. He's leading us in the paths of His righteousness, of His covenant keeping. And He's doing it for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, it says, not only is God restoring our soul and leading us in the paths of His righteousness, of His covenant keeping, for His name's sake, yea, also, not only what preceded, moreover, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm reminded here of Psalm 84. It said, blessed is the man who passing through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, The key word is through the valley of the shadow of death. It means through the valley of distress or extreme danger, a place of death. I will fear no evil. How could David say he will fear no evil? Because God is shepherding him. Because God is leading him. Because God is restoring his soul. For thou with me. That's why God with us. That's a name of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. You know, I could almost just stop right here and as one would say, have a hallelujah fit. Last week, in Psalm 91, we pointed out where the King James translates, I will be with them in trouble, that the will be was in italics, added by the translators. It says, thou with me. Here it says, for thou art is in italics. Thou with me. When we can grasp this, with understanding, we can declare with David, that man after God's own heart, thy rod and thy staff do comfort me. The rod is a symbol or mark of authority. Back to the bishop of your souls, and thy staff, that's the symbol of support. The wonderful picture of the Hebrew language, so often translated, trust. The word is is batach, and the picture is of one leaning on a staff with the expectation the staff will hold them up. Your authority and your support, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. This word being translated preparest, again, it's in the imperfect. It's a process. But it's happening. A table before me in the presence of mine enemies. As I was digging into these words, I didn't understand that in the interlinear, it said this word, mine enemies, was a verb. The word is tatsara, sarar. And it means to bind, to tie up, to be restricted. Surely in this life, there are those things that bind us, that tie us up, that restrict us. But David says, in the midst of these restrictions, God has prepared a table, is preparing a table. To which we do come, wherein David says, he anointeth my head with oil. This word, anointest, in the Hebrew means literally to make fat. In the book of Proverbs, in the 15th chapter, in the 30th verse, it says, and a good report maketh the bones fat. A good report, the word of God, maketh the bones fat. Now, it's not talking about like what I am, fat. It's fat, as if we're being filled with marrow. It imparts an understanding of imparting strength in this situation of being bound or tied up or restricted. It says at this table, God imparts strength. God is imparting strength. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. Oh, this is a psalm that can be and should be part of the beginning or the middle or the end of every Father's Day. Back to third verse, it says, he restoreth. No, he's restoring my soul. That wonderful promise of God in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, which says, the inward man is being renewed day by day. My cup runneth over. It's a plentiful portion. It's designed to invigorate the fainting soul. Thou anointest my head with oil. It's going on right now. Surely, goodness, the word in the Greek is tob, and there's a myriad of exegete words for this Hebrew word tob. Today, I want to bring out one. One definition is of a good understanding. And how oft have we said that joy comes from understanding? Surely a good understanding and mercy, chesed, this, when it's spoken of God, speaks of God's loving kindnesses. His grace, his unmerited favor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. He's not talking about someone walking perfectly with God. Psalm 37 says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, though he stumbleth. We stumble in this path, but it goes on to say, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth. And probably if we exegeted that word, it also would be in the imperfect. The Lord is upholding us. Here's David's confidence. Here's our confidence. We have a good understanding of his loving kindness, of his grace. And it shall follow us all the days, I'm going to put it in the plural, folks, of our lives, and we will dwell. Now, for the first time in these six verses, we come across a verb which is perfect. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's our hope. That's the confidence that we have in God's word. As he's leading, as he's restoring, as he is with us, as he's preparing, as he's anointing or strengthening. As he's provided a plentiful portion and a good understanding of his loving kindness and grace, we with David can make that declaration that all this will be perfected one day and we will dwell perfectly in the house of the Lord forever. And that's the God School for today.